Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for global frameworks like ISO 27001 and SOC 2, and the latest European frameworks like the EU AI Act, DORA, and NIS 2, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Over 8,000 global companies like Synthesia, Flow Health, and Cora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Wondery listeners get a special offer of $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs put your posting at the top of the page, right where your ideal candidates are looking. And it works. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs on Indeed get 45% more applications than non-sponsored posts. That's the difference between finding your perfect hire today or still searching weeks from now. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WonderyUK. Just go to Indeed.com/WonderyUK right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WonderyUK. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Marina is like, oh my God, you're going to make me cry. I'm so oxidized right now. And so she's happy. And she's like, I dedicate this to my agent, to God, to my grandmother who wanted a new house. And Lara, better be late than never. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. So now it's like, they're getting ready, getting into their whites because people are coming on. And Nate's like, oh, Marina, two stripes. And she's like, yes. Or Bree says, yeah, Marina got promoted today. Which, by the way, also, it is kind of funny that Captain Jason did not notice once that Marina had more stripes on her shoulders, yet Nate noticed it. So, Jason, it's a little bit on you, too, to keep your eyes open.
Has he been out yet, though?
He's standing right next to her.
Oh, he is. Oh yeah, he's there in this little scene. I didn't realize. Yeah, so
I guess he's got bigger fish to fry.
He's got helmets to fit for a lot of different fish. He's got a bunch of different fish to helmet. All right.
A lot of algae to grow.
So then let's meet our new crew of one dayers. Stop wasting my fucking time. Do you understand how difficult it is to turn over a boat? You fucking one-day losers. Okay, so they come. They're from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They met in college. They've been married for 23 years. They fit in right with this episode. Basics at Applebee's.
Yeah. He's a personal injury attorney, and she can limbo in roller skates. I don't know how she discovered that skill and why she's so proud of it. And also, like, how boring are you that that's the best little factoid you can give to Bravo to put up on screen?
However, I do see why you're married to a personal injury attorney.
Accidentes? Limbo accidentes? He's like, I specialize in limbo injuries.
Because let me tell you, you don't learn to limbo in roller skates without hurting yourself a few times.
That's correct.
So the guests are introduced. Laura gives the tour. Harry is announcing distance to the boys. And I'm like, what is this, a gay cruise? Because, you know, here in America, a lot of us call them buoys. So I like that he kept going, all right, we're close to another boy. We're about 5 feet from another boy. I'm like, this is like the boat version of Grindr.
You're really tickling me right now, Ronnie. You're tickling me.
Circuitously tickling me.
You're getting two stripes for this episode, Ronnie. I'll tell you that much. What? You promoted Ronnie without telling me?
No.
So, I don't know who said that. It was someone else.
Jason.
So, Skipping Jason. So the interior is serving a fruit platter and caviar. And Harry gets to call the distances when they clear the dock. It's very exciting. And then Lara's talking to he's talking to the guests, and she's like, so how long have you known each other? Have you two called each other Strawberry yet? And he's like, yeah, that's my sister. Oh, okay. Just some small talk. And then Harry is talking to Jason.
Can I tell you, I don't remember what these people look like, what they said. I just watched a show. Basic. They just went right through me.
Basic.
It was like smooth move right through me. I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, Harry checks in with Jason to see if all his calling his numbers, the numbers were good. And they worked. They were great. And then Nate is another dropping anchor. All the fun sort of yacht things that happen.
Yeah, yachty stuff. Okay, now let's get back to the drama. So Laura comes down to the galley and she's in the crew mess. And she's like, did these get wiped down after lunch? Were you not there for the conversation, Laura? Laura's one of those people who will just not take no. She'll just keep coming back and bugging you until you're like, you know what? It's easier for me to just do it than argue with this witch. So Alicia's like, no, not by me, because I just cleared the food. And she's like, but the crew misses everyone's responsibility. Okay, then where is everybody? And why are you just talking to her?
And honestly, in past seasons, it's been the deckies who clean the crew mess. Okay. So also, why don't you guys eat more cleanly? How about that? Then you don't have to clean up as much. How about you don't leave crumbs everywhere? How about put up placemats?
Really? Jesus. This is like when Five Guys first opened and there were peanut shells all over the floor. Like that was part of their thing.
So it's like eating like that. Like, stop being monsters in your crew.
We have evolved. Much of an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself. Here's an idea. On the prayer. Clean up after yourselves. You do it professionally for other people. Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
So Lara's like, it's everyone's responsibility. Like, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to do the morning thing anymore now. So apparently there's no time. So you should be able to wipe the tables after everyone's eaten lunch. No, you can't do that. And Alicia just looks at her blankly and goes, yeah. I was like, yeah. So just a quick wipe after lunch and that's it. She goes, okay. She's like, thank you. Thank you. And Lisa's like, I'm just not engaging. Not with this bitch.
Yeah, she's like, my God, this is just a dick swinging contest at this point. Dicks are everywhere. They're ready to slap it in each other's faces. And so Laura's like, wow. So she goes to Tattle. So, of course. So she goes to Jason, who, by the way, I wish brought up that he told her, tell one of your people to do this. Like, she didn't tell you to tell the kitchen to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So Laura's like, there's still no resolve with the crew mess situation. And he goes, what's the situation? She's like, well, Alicia cleans up, but all she does is take the food from the table into the galley. And he's like, well, she doesn't have to give it a full scrub. She goes, well, but the only thing I asked in the morning was to vacuum and wipe the tables and just check that there's no gone off milk. I mean, do you want gone off milk on the table? Is that what you're saying? You just want stinky, cheesy milk on the table? Because that's what I've asked.
All right, well, we're nearly at the end and we have two heads of department. So this is stuff that you guys need to sort out yourself. I don't want to hear about gone off milk. I've got three fish that are belly up and didn't even get to try on the helmet yet. So come on, I've got literal bigger fish to fry. Speaking of which, can you fry up these fish that are belly up in the tank? So Lara's like,
I hate to harp on Jason all the time because I know I do, but it bothers me. It's like he wants you guys to figure it out, but when they can't figure it out, they come to you. And that's kind of why they come to you. They can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's a constant fight. It's something that's been going on. So just say, fine, you guys are children and obviously cannot handle this. So Deckies, you guys take turns, or whoever, or your interior has to take turns. Leave the girl alone. You know, like make a decision, bro.
Yeah, I do. I would like him to have a little bit of a firmer hand over this situation because it's spiraling. And I kind of feel like this Captain Curry would have done a nice job in this situation. Even Captain Sandy. Well, Captain Sandy would have made it so annoying for them that they would have like made it work out because you'd be like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to have a sound bath upstairs and we're going to think about the ways that we're not just cleaning the crew mess. We're cleaning our personal mess. Okay, hold hands, everyone.
They're like, okay, guys, never mind. I'll gather around. We're all going to do trust falls, okay? Because we need to understand. We're going to trust that mess is going to be cleaned. Okay, we found. Okay, sorry, I wasn't ready. Sorry, Lara's got a concussion. Okay, so Lara can't do the crew mess. Who's next? Fall. Go ahead and fall.
Lauren doing a trust fall and flopping on the ground. You know, in ninth grade.
Captain Sandy just not asking. She doesn't catch whoever she asked to do the trust fall. She's like, okay, start now. Whoops, sorry, I wasn't close enough. Maya, let's try it again.
In ninth grade, we went on a field trip to like a ropes course thing. And so we like, there was like a trust fall where like you had to like, there was a tree stump. You stand on the tree stump and then you fall backwards. And then there was like 12 of us and we all put out our arms and we'd fall into the arms. And so we all did it. And then finally, like our teacher who was like our chaperone, we're like, okay, we're like, Mr. Cobra does it now. So Mr. Cobra got up there and he fell back. He just fell right through our arms. Like none of us, like,
oh, no.
Like we all,
we killed Mr.
None of us,
Cobra.
Like, none of us like braced for him. So he fell through. he just fell down onto the ground.
This is why don't do trust falls.
And he let out this big fart because he was obviously in pain. So the last thing he was thinking about was keeping that fart. And it was and I will always remember his face. Like he was like, he's clenching and he turned red. I felt so bad for Mr. Cobra because like, and the girl started to cry because I think we all were like, each one of us kind of like slacked because we thought everyone else could pick up the slack. And then we all slacked. So Mr. Cobra just fell through all of our arms and he just lied there. I mean, he could have been seriously injured.
And he's probably traumatized right now. Like he can't trust anybody. He was humiliated in front of a bunch of youths. That's not fun. I don't believe in trust falls. When I was a kid, I was just too heavy. So everybody would groan if they had me as a partner. They'd be like, oh my God, please, he's going to crush me. So there was that. And then there was just like the whole part of me that's like, do people watch the news? Don't trust people. That's one thing I've learned in this world. Don't trust a couple. Like once you've met people that you can trust, like, you know, you have to trust somebody at some time. But in general, don't trust people. Turn on the news. Trust fall. Trust. Get the fuck out of here.
Mr. Cobra learned the hard way to stop trusting people, especially as
don't be a Mr. Cobra.
Ooh, that must have. I would have been pissed. I'm doing a trust fall and I fall back and I land on the ground with a thud, potentially giving myself a concussion. Oh my God. I just will always remember.
So then Alicia and Serena are in the galley and Alicia's like, so, you know, when you're quiet and you think about you just think about anything. And she's like, actually, I can't stop thinking. I've got ADHD, don't I? It's just always going. Hold on. Do my armpits smell weird? Is that it? What would you do if you could fly? And Alicia's like, well, but is it weird that I don't really think, I just don't think of anything really in particular. Like Laura and I had a bit of a run in and she's like, are you going to clear down the tables? And started thinking there was nothing really in there, but I was trying, but there was nothing there. Do you know what I mean?
Great things to tell your boss. You know what I realize is that I don't think about things. When I get quiet, I just,
how do you think about things?
Laptop. Laptop that's gone to sleep. Sure,
you said it with goals of things to think about. Or did things just come into your mind and just sort of run around in there? I'm not really sure. Could you show me how to do it?
Serena's like, if I didn't need you as an ally right now against Lara, I'd fire you on the spot.
Truly.
Well, I don't want to hear that.
Like, wow, how are you my ally? So she's like, God, that girl's a broken record with the goddamn mess hall. So Bree is saying, oh, well, this has been really tough on me, this charter. But my mom would say, shut the fuck up, you model bitch. I gave up my life for you to walk down a goddamn runway. Now you're going on a boat. I'm sorry.
I gave birth to you in a hostel. I'll leave you in a hostel. Okay. So now it all makes sense.
But she's determined to get good at folding undies. So now Serena is she offers Alicia the chance to go swimming while the guests are going diving to get a little break. And she's like, oh my God, yeah, baby, the physical exercise will wake me up, you know? I'll put this stuff away, then I'll clean the crew mess. And Serena goes, no, you can leave and just go swimming.
Just go swimming. Just do it. Oh, be sure, when you go swimming, just make sure you always have Lara inside. Because you know what they say, if you can see her, she can see you. And I want her to see you swimming. Okay, great.
Now, I'm sure when Serena said, no, don't worry about it, just leave it and go swimming, Alicia thought, oh, okay, well, that's nice. Serena's going to wipe down the tables for me or something, right? No,
that's well, not also, what Serena it's like, does. Yeah, but also, I think she's thinking, like, she's entitled to have a break because she doesn't normally get a break. Let her go swimming because everyone gets to have a break, you know? And, like, I don't think that the crew mess even needed to be cleaned at that moment, did it?
I don't know, she said she was going to do it, and Serena said, no, don't worry about it, just go swimming. So,
oh yeah, she said she's gonna clean the crew mess. You're right. Yep.
So she goes out and goes swimming. And Jason tells us how great the Seychelles is, which, I mean, thanks for showing up. That was a random thing to throw in there. So Serena's like, Nate comes in and Serena's like, do I need to have a talk with you about your intentions towards my crew? And he's like, oh, don't worry. I've got the best intentions. I want to impregnate her 20 times before this boat docks and raise a lovely family.
So then she's like, well, you're in love already, wow. So Lara's like telling Bree to clean up some stuff, and basically we're seeing everyone on the interior cleaning, and this is to highlight the fact that interior is working very hard at the moment, and Alicia is gallivanting in this hamster wheel thing. And then Adair chimes in. She goes, hey, my sister had a mouse one time as a pet, and its name was Meatloaf. You're Meatloaf. Run, Meatloaf, run.
I died when she said that.
Meatloaf, run, Meatloaf. God, we love that cat. We love that rat till it got eaten by a cat. Why do that? Wasn't even a rat, it was a hamster. I said, why are you eating Meatloaf? My brother said, well, we did name it Meatloaf. I said, well, who feeds cats meatloafs?
And then we took in a raccoon as a pet, too, so we named it Ketchup, because, you know, you can't have Meatloaf without a ketchup. So we had Meatloaf and Ketchup running around the house all the time, and then my dad got rabies. That was fun, but, you know, he got his shots. It happened like 4 times before we finally had to put down Ketchup.
One time, Papa was over for dinner. He asked for ketchup. We sent him the raccoon. He actually ate the raccoon. That was the end of ketchup.
That was the beginning of my dad's 5th rabies. But it was all good in the end.
Papa basically turned into Cujo.
Every time scary. He foamed in the mouth, we took a photo of him. He said, that's not taking a photo of me foaming in my mouth. And I said, you're crazy. And he said, yeah, I know. I'm literally crazy. I got rabies.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no strings attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Lara's radioing for a dare to help with the cabin, and she goes. And also, I have to point that everybody is playing in this hamster wheel. All the deck people, like, everybody's, like, partying out there. And Lara's getting perturbed. So she's like, oh, God. I mean, she's just sitting on the aft deck chatting about a meatloaf, the ketchup. And what's a pawpaw?
And so then she's they're all cleaning it, et cetera. And then Lara goes down to the galley. And she's like, so what's going on? Like, just, I mean, Alicia, she's having like a party in the hamster wheel. What about the guest stuff? So she tells Zarina, she's like, so does Alicia have time to do the crew mess at the moment or not? Because she's on the hamster wheel. She's like, oh, tell me about it. Oh, we're on a hamster wheel too. Again with this argument about the crew mess.
And Serena's like, she really needs it. By the way, meanwhile, Lara has called Nate in to wipe the tables. How hard is it to wipe a fucking table, Lara? Wipe the table. If it's bothering you so much, wipe it. Why do you have to pull somebody else in to do it? Wipe the fucking table, man. It's making me crazy. So Serena's like, well, she really needed the break to swim. And Lara's like, why? Everyone needs to do it. I mean, there's stuff to be done here. And Serena's like, I'll just do it. And she goes, no, I'll do it. I'll do it. All right. But it's just that there's no time in the day. And now there seems to be loads of time in the day. And no, you won't do it. Like, you already assigned Nate to do it, Miss Victim.
But also, this is like a one-off thing. You know, like, everyone knows in the middle of a charter, you never get to have these moments. But since everyone's off the boat, like, you get to have like a little bit of fun. Like, that's like a thing. And you want to ruin it with like the crew mess bullshit. You know, again, assign a deckie. The deckies are already wiping down things. They're wiping down railings. They can wipe down a chair, you know, a table. Like, Alicia actually has to prepare food and help Zarina, and she's allowed to have a break.
Yeah, I still think Jason should just tell them who should do that. Just do it. Just assign it. It's annoying. So Serena's like, well, I did see her bring everything in from the crew mess, but then I told her to leave. And now Alicia comes in, and Laura's like, but it hasn't been vacuumed. It hasn't been mopped. She's not vacuuming and mopping your floor. Now, you've already been through this 20 times, and now you're just going to pretend these conversations never happened. I'm done with you, lady. You've pushed me over the edge, okay? I'm done. You're fired.
So Alicia's like,
I'm putting you on a Southwest plane home.
Laura's like, it's fine. Don't worry. Alicia's like, well, it's clearly not fine. She goes, I'm speaking to Zarina about it, not you. I was like, well, so much for Lara and Strawberry, her sweet little Strawberry. Good luck getting some nice lipstick, Alicia.
Good luck with getting your lips colored from here on out.
So now Lara brings out the vacuum and finishes the crew mess, and it might as well be a fucking crucifix on her back. Like, oh my God. So Lara's like, I'm not fighting. But she did just fight, so whatever. So Serena's like, well, I feel terrible that it's aimed at me, Alicia, but you're good. You know, don't worry. You've just been put into the middle of something shitty. Did you enjoy swimming?
So then she's like, by the way, what's going on with Nate? And Alicia's like, well, Nate's saying smoochy. It's like my vagina folded back unto itself. And I'm just doing the mature thing and just not telling myself I'm not into him. I'm just, that's what I'm going to do. Serena's like, all right, it's like ghosting in person. It's like, I don't know what it is with Alicia that's actually about the smoochy. I think Nate is a very dedicated man and that wants a wifey. And I don't think she realizes that I think she's realizing at her young age, he wants to kiss a lot more frogs.
You know, I wish I could kiss more frogs. I mean, frankly, I'm just watching the frogs hop away. Multiple frogs just hopping away. So, you know, take it while you can get it, girl. So then Marina is checking in with Alicia. And they're talking about Nick because Nick didn't write anything back. He didn't even say anything about the note that said a smile lit up a room. She's like, it's been a whole day. So if this person's not reciprocating my feelings, I walk away. Clock's ticking. I just felt vulnerable 10 minutes ago, and now I'm ready to give it all up. I can't take this anymore. This is just like grandma. This is just like grandma in the depression, not getting what she needed. She will walk. She will walk.
My heart has oxidized. So now the guests are arriving upstairs for their tropical dinner. And one of them is wearing a fedora and a puka shell necklace. So they're all kind of like ragging on.
I fuck with puka shells. You don't think I got a puka shell necklace? I got a puka shell necklace. I got a necklace made out of raccoon bones. I got all sorts of necklaces, but puka shells are fucking good.
Yeah, Adair, we all see you're good with puka shells.
You know what I used to love to do? I used to love putting a puka shell necklace on ketchup. Man, oh, he hated it. He'd always be biting my wrists and stuff and get that foam all over my mouth. But it was worth it just to see those cute little puka shells on that rabid little raccoon.
So Serena's missing bowls, but Marina finds them. And Serena's like, you legend, goddamn legend. I was testing you. You're a star. You really are a second stewardess. I just need to make sure. And Jason's like, wait, who's second stewardess? And they're like, oh, Marina got two stripes. And he goes, there's been no second stewardess announced. Oh, I did not hear of a second stewardess. I can't believe I've been telling everybody to do things on their own without my input, and they didn't come to me for my input.
I know. I mean, usually I'd be consulted in a working place. Well, that's weird. So then Jason sees Lara in the hallway, and he goes, well, I just found out you promoted Marina. She goes, yeah. Well, you could have, you would normally come to the captain about that. She goes, no, I told you that in the meeting. I was like, oh, you're going to gaslight the captain? That's not going to end well. Mm-mm. Nope.
Also, that meeting is on tape and you did not tell him that.
Because they would have shown the flashback. They would have, Bravo loves a receipt. They would have shown her saying like, oh, I'm going to promote. They had no footage to show. And luckily, they're not petty enough to do the Southern Charm footage not found moment like they did with Craig about JT.
So Jason's like, well, the last conversation we had was if you're going to put her on service or not. And she's like, oh, no, that morning I did say I'm going to make a second stew. And he's like, yeah, I don't recall that. She goes, oh, miscommunication then. And he goes, well, I wouldn't deny the decision, but I would like to discuss it with you. She goes, oh, yes, sorry, I should have made it clearer then. Sorry, I should have said
And then she just sort of goes off.
In more clear words that you would actually understand. And she just walks off. Like, what the fuck? How did he not push her down the stairs?
But to be fair, when she went to him, this is gets back to your earlier point. When she went to him earlier about the screw mess thing, he was just like looking at his phone and seemed like he didn't even want to talk to her. So, like, you know,
well,
you're either receptive or not.
Yeah, but it's not really you telling him whether you're going to make someone's second stew isn't reliable on his current attitude at the time. Like, he might not like you, but he's still your boss. Like, you didn't.
No, I mean,
like,
she should have told him
enough with me.
She 100% should have told him before, like, even before that interaction in there. But it's just getting back to your other point about how, like, he's so shocked that people don't feel comfortable coming and having one-on-ones with him. Then when they do, he's like on his phone, like not paying attention. So then Bree is working and Adair's working and they're all happy because the air conditioning for the first time this season seems to be working in a bedroom. And then they're serving the stews are down in the kitchen, in the galley, right, getting ready to bring up plates. And Zarina is like, okay, this one here, this is a coconut red rice, red snapper, plantain, and has that local curried carrot puree. And everyone just... Laura just doesn't
they just ignore her. Just like Laura just silence. Won't speak with her, and so she walks out. She's like, all right then, Serena special, this is going great.
It's wonderful.
So Laura, Laura wouldn't be Laura if she's not seeding discord somewhere. So she sees Marina and she's like, I've given you two stripes, so now you have to listen to me complain about people and be on my side. You understand that, right? She's like, all right, try me. She goes, do you ever get the feeling you're not sure if Jason likes you? And Marina's like, no. All right, well, he hardly talks to me. I mean, it's almost like awkward. Really?
She's like,
is this how you feel? All right, give me back the stripes. Just give me back the goddamn stripes. I might as well have put two pink lipsticks on your shoulder the way you've just betrayed me.
Marina's like, yeah, I oversassed Captain Jason to the point where he had to actually lecture me and actually scold me for talking to him the way he did. And he still seems to really like me a lot. So, wow, you must have really fucked up.
So the guests are partying and it's like, these guys are having a big party at the nursing home vibes. Wow. Last time I did limbo, I was in Thailand, but the stick was on fire. This is child's play. Speaking of children, can't wait to have one. God, I hope I can impregnate someone on this boat immediately.
I want to name my first daughter Limbo. Can't help it. I'm influenced.
My second will be Purgatory. And I don't know. I'll have to come up with names for third and fourth.
Ketchup. Ketchup in honor of Ketchup. Poor raccoon.
All right. She's convincing. I'm naming my third child Ketchup in honor of a dead rabid raccoon that was eaten by Adair's father, who then got rid of as well.
Nick sees Marina and he's like, beam me up. Beam me up to Marina. Ooh, blah, 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 blah. Here I am. Hello. What was your day? And she's like, oh, I love doing service. I love the craziness. I love being vulnerable. And I love everything. It's nice that we're finally seeing each other. It feels like forever.
And then he's like, he shows her, like, he has the note. He's like, so I saw this. And she's like, oh, stop it. And then she realizes he did care about the note. She's like, I was so mad at you last night. God, my feelings were oxidizing over, turning green with anger. Like... Elphaba in movie about wicked feelings.
I was so mad with you tonight because you didn't say anything about the nod. I felt so silly. Stop looking at me like that. And he's like, oh, is it because you showed a bit of vulnerability?
No.
But he did keep the note in his phone case, which was cute. So that isn't that cute? We all show our affection in different ways. I think saving a note in your phone case is very romantic.
It is. So it's the morning and Zarina says, morning.
She's like, good morning. Laura. She's like, good morning, Laura. And Laura just ignores her and she goes, nope. She's still going to be a real bitch today.
Yep. So then Harry's talking to Laura and he's like, oh, whose drop off is today? You happy? You want to gossip about someone? And she's like, oh, there's nothing better. And then they're like, oh, then only one more. Oh, then you're going to go travel with your new girlfriend. You're going to take her to a luxury hotel. Or maybe not luxury. An average hotel. Holiday Inn Express. What? I was kind of thinking about a box on the sidewalk with her.
She's like, well, wifey then? Have you had the exclusivity chat? And he's like, no. I mean, well, I think that's assumed, don't you? She's like, you don't assume anything. That makes an ass out of you and Serena. So you need to have the chat if you're going to be exclusive, Harry. All right, have the chat. And so he agrees that he'll have the chat soon. And he's like, Laura, guess what Laura just told me? To have the chat with Bree. She's like, Harry, you're gossiping to the person who gave you the thing.
You have to be in a separate room with someone else at least. So then Laura goes up to Bree and she's like, so, because they're like cleaning, they're like doing beds. She's like, what about Harry? And Bree's like, I mean, he's like amazing, but like, I don't know. I just think that he's got relationship potential for someone. I'm excited to travel with him. I just don't want to stay in a hostel. I'm kind of getting the ick.
Yeah, and Laura's like, well, I sensed a butt, but is there no butt? And she's like, well, I mean, he doesn't really have a butt. And that's kind of the point. But I got to the point where I'm just so happy on my own, which is why the first half of the season I spent saying, why isn't Harry talking about the kiss with me?
You know how it is. You know, when you leave for a season of yachting, you sort of forget your old life. And then as the season winds down, you start to remember, wait a second, I'm super hot. I could probably do better than this.
So she doesn't know if she's emotionally ready to invest in someone yet, which just basically means Harry's friend zone. Harry's just kind of friend
zoned. You know what? Because hostile zoned. Okay. I guarantee the moment he said hostile, she had a very clear vision of what their life on land would be like. And she said, nope, not for me whatsoever. I'm not saying that she needs to be in a luxury hotel, but she's like, I'm not backpacking and staying in hostels. Okay. I will take an airplane and I will check in to a Marriott, but not a hostel.
Yeah, and I think the whole season she's been asking Harry for like some energy and some chemistry and some fun and some sexiness and some spiciness. And every day she just gets a, how are you? Me too. Mm-hmm. Kissy, kissy. And that's it. And so I think she just needs a little bit more. Harry doesn't have it, you know?
And I think that she sees that Harry's cheap. She's like, oh, you're cheap. This is our life is going to be going into restaurants and seeing what the special is and like what's half off and like where the travel deals are. And she's like, I don't want to do that. I know this isn't for me.
Yeah. All right. So the guests say bye. They leave their tip. And now it's time for tip meeting. Charterate. Well, congratulations. We're nearly there. We did well. Big compliments to Marina. God damn it. I just found out you are second stewardess. So congratulations to you. And congratulations on me for being last. The last person to hear this. One.
Yeah.
One something.
Well, it's time for me to give out the helmet, so I just fish this out of an algae-filled tank. And Lara, I'd like you to put this fish water-infused helmet on your head, because you are going to get it. Thank you. And of course, she does that thing where she sort of like looks down at her knees, and she takes it way too seriously. And she's like, it's a super embarrassing because, you know, I feel beaten down with the whole Zarina thing. And I don't really know where I stand with my captain. It just feels like a lot right now. It's just all coming at the wrong time.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. And so Serena's like, oh, Laura, congratulations. You're going to look incredible in the helmet. It's like, yes. Love the subtlety. So Serena tells Alicia that she's very impressed with her this charter and they did great teamwork. And then Lara starts to spiral. She's like, oh God, this is actually insane. He doesn't like me, Bree. I swear to God, he just doesn't like me. I just feel like he doesn't like me and he doesn't want to give me any credit. And that's fine. I dressed as a bunny last episode, a bunny. Where's my sexy bunny helmet? Where's that? Oh God, I don't know. I don't even know why it's upsetting me so much. I can't manipulate this man.
And like, it's like, you do you not remember your role in this relationship about how you've stormed out of several like encounters with him? Like, you like, he wants to have that communication. And the truth is, like, her department's killing it. Like, she has a very functional and proficient department, so she should be getting all the flowers, but she's kind of like ruining it for herself.
Yes. So Bree's like, Laura, you're doing an amazing job. Who triggered you? How did this happen? She's like, well, he never tells me. You smashed it tonight. Nothing like that. And Bree's like, no one sees your hard work. They don't see. All they see are blue plates. They don't see the white plates that could have been. You poor thing.
You know, and I've tried to do so many things to get his approval. I'll say, like, you look amazing in this whole thing with Zarina. You're like, you're going to look great in that. And, like, don't talk to me, Zarina. I'm just, like, miserable to my core right now to the point where I want to leave. I mean, I don't like disappointing people. I don't want to disappoint anyone. Oh, no. By the way, could you go clean up that crew mess? Can someone do that, please?
Please get the shit off the toilet, because I'm not doing that. Please. Lara, bye. Just go. Whatever, you fucking big baby. I can't with her. Fun episode, though. How many episodes are left of this?
I'm going to say two or so, because it sounds like they got one more charter, so there'll probably be two episodes, like people coming on, cliffhanger, and then people leaving and goodbyes. So I'm going to predict two episodes left of this show.
Mm, okay. Mm. Well, let's see if you're correct. I guess time will tell, eh?
Hey, thanks everyone for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no Trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.